Hoshea Yud Beis, after the glorious ending to Yud Aleph with the idea that Yisrael will someday return when the lion roars, unfortunately returns to a present day when the sins of Ephraim are too much to bear, and the terrible corruption and avera that the society is based on causes things to fall apart. Now, it's interesting that this parak contrasts Yisrael and Yehuda, where Yisrael is tremendously sinful and Yehuda remains loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, when are we talking here? At the time of the exile of the 10 tribes, Yehuda was still loyal. King Chizkiah was still right on the horizon, was right there, actually, king of Yehuda. And there were still positive things to say, although the eventual Gullus was going to come. But some say that this parak is throwing back to the day of the original split between Yisrael and Yehuda and Yeravam ben Nevat, where the sins truly began. As we've said, all the way through Sefer Melachim, Yirmiyah, Yeshaya here, Yeravam ben Nevat has a lot to answer for. Sevavuni v'chachash Ephraim. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies and deceit. And yet, uvamirma beis Yisrael, and with deceit, with these lies, that's how beis Yisrael exists. But the Yehuda, od rud im eil, but Yehuda still rules with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The im kedoshim ne'eman, and he's still faithful with the Holy One, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, even though Yehuda only has 2.5 tribes left, but he keeps the Torah, he remains with the Maisa Avos, going way back in the history of Klal Yisrael. Ephraim roe ruach v'rodef kadim. Ephraim joins the wind, chases the east wind. Similar statement, both of them. The idea that you're chasing nothingness. You worship calves. The wind has no sustenance. Wind doesn't feed you. Wind doesn't nourish you in any way. It's empty wind. The words of your mouth coming out and what you're putting into it are all wind, are all air. Kol hayom kazav vashod yarbeh. All day long, he increases deceit and plunder. Plunder from his own people. He doesn't repent for any of his wickedness. Klal Yisrael is its own worst enemy, certainly in the 10 tribes. And of course, as always, when we are our worst enemy, the enemy is soon going to really show up over the horizon. Hamas is waiting. The PLO is waiting. Hezbollah is waiting. Iran is waiting. Qatar is waiting. Uvris im Ashur yichrosu. And they make a treaty with Assyria. V'shem el Mitzrayim yuval. And or you bring oil to Egypt to bribe them. Egypt's source of oil, many places, depended on Eretz Yisrael for oil at that time. Gimel v'riv l'Hashem im Yehuda. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an argument with Yehuda as well. V'livkod al Yaakov kidrachav, and to visit upon Yaakov, to appoint the time to repay, unfortunately, Yaakov according to his ways. Kima'alolav yashivlo, he is going to compensate him according to his deeds, according to everything he did. Although Yehuda still holds to the Beis HaMikdash and worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they deteriorate under evil kings. Remember, one good, one evil. One good, one evil. No momentum. Back and forth we go. We don't remember the chesed Hashem did with Yaakov Avinu. To visit upon Yaakov according to his ways could mean great reward, but we don't set our heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, Yaakov never became a master over Esav during his own lifetime. There was a sign that we could. We're going to see the Nevuah of Ovadia. Vaya Esav Lakash. And Yosef's going to be Lahava. There's going to be a time when we're going to triumph over Esav. But that time is not yet. But why? Because we don't cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we go our own way. Because Yisrael gives us examples of how to behave. And Yehuda emulates him. The younger brother is teaching the older brother how to be disloyal to the parent. Dalad Babeten Akav Es Achiv. Back to Esav again. In the womb, he seized his brother's heel. A sign he's going to be a master over him. Uva'ono sara es Elohim. Elohim, I'm sorry. And in with his strength, he fought with an angel. Another sign. So we had signs for Yaakov galore. Sons of Yaakov will rule over the sons of Esau. Farakto olomi al tzavarecha. You know, your heel's going to be on my throat, but when one's up, one's down. We had a chance. We always had a chance. Our portion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His portion is Olam HaZeh. But we've got Olam HaBa. Yaakov could strive against an angel single-handedly and prevail. Hey, vayoshar es malach vayuchal. He strove with the angel. He prevailed. We all know this about Yaakov Avinu. Even in Yisrael, they haven't forgotten the great traditions of Klal Yisrael. Bacha vayishanen lo. He wept and beseeched him. Yaakov Avinu said, I won't let you go. The angel is weeping, and Yaakov Avinu says, I'm not letting you go till you give me a bracha. And the angel is begging, let me go. That's a tremendous victory. Beis El Yimtzoenu. In Beis El, he will find him. B'sham Yidaber Imanu. And there he will speak with us. With love, with friendship. Yaakov doesn't fear the angel, even though the angel injures him on the leg, on the thigh. So, this is a chance. We win a great victory. But Klal Yisrael, with its wealth and its establishment of its own sovereignty, forgets where our humble roots are. And they're not so humble. They're Yaakov Avinu. We had an opportunity there. We were promised a promise. It wasn't just an experience for Yaakov. It was for the history of all of Klal Yisrael upcoming. Ma'asav asim alabanim. But we forget all this, and we cast it aside, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous signs and promise early on as we're first being created.